I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, here we go. Deep 103 ATL's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. Yep, we out here, Slutty Vegan, Edgewood location. I told you, ladies and gentlemen, we had a special guest coming by. Listen, he's standing right here, out here in the flesh. My man Common is here. What's up, sir?
Peace. What's going on?
How you, fam?
I'm feeling great. How you?
Man, I am great, man. Tell everybody the reason why you out here today, man.
Man, I'm out here to encourage people to go vote first and foremost, and encourage people to vote for Stacey Abrams.
Nice.
You know, yeah, I think, you know, it's time that Atlanta and Georgia, man, has leadership that is really, like, for the people. Mm-hmm. Atlanta have had some great mayors, but to have a governor that's really down for the people, that really cares for people and is really trying to make sure that black businesses get opportunities, that black people get economics in our neighborhoods, and not only just make it separate, like, don't separate a state, don't separate people from each other, bring people right together in a sincere way. And man, I've been around Stacey Abrams. I've seen the work she's done from us being like around the country, seeing how much people like depended on Georgia in the last election, and mm-hmm. how she got so many people to go out and vote and created like opportunities for people to know that they could vote, and fought, man, when she wasn't in office. You know, somebody told me something real wise. They said, you can tell how a politician will be in office by who they were before they were in office. Mm. And she's been that person fighting for the homeless, fighting for people to get economics, making sure that like women have rights before she got in office.
Right.
And you know, she come from that background where it's like, you know, both of her parents were ministers. So I'm a firm believer in, you know, when you got a faith and a belief in God, you automatically gonna want to bring people together and not separate. So I believe, you know, politicians, you know, they say separate church and state, but man, if you believe in God, you gonna bring that to the office, and that's necessary, man. We need people to be looking at each other and seeing humanity and seeing life instead of looking like, oh man, this person a Republican, so I'm against them. This person that right. this, I'm against. No, man, it's a way to get things going and bring opportunity to black people that is not taken away from other people in the state. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And Stacey Abrams, for me, is that person. I love what she's talking about, criminal justice and public safety. That you don't hear that too much.
Yeah, you don't hear that a lot.
You don't hear that a lot. Mm. And, you know, man, politics is something that I'm like, you know, I'm very discerning with who I come and support and speak up for, because I've been standing up for our people for as long as I've been living. As
right.
long, as soon as I got the microphone, that's been my duty. So if I'm going to come out and speak for somebody, it got to be somebody that I truly believe in. And this Stacey Abrams is a once-in-a-lifetime candidate and governor. And we got a chance to make history with her, too, to have the first black woman governor in the whole country ever in history. So Georgia has that. Georgia already been making history. Y'all been creating history for as long as we've known, but through civil rights and leadership and stuff like that, that's happened. But man, to be able to get the first black woman governor would be amazing, especially somebody who's really for us. There's so many things going on, I know, here in this city and around Georgia that's involving like people getting arrested, and we need somebody that understands our struggle, understands our plight, and can say, man, we can create more opportunities to prevent people from getting involved in crimes. We can bring economic justice to our communities, which will prevent people from getting involved in crimes. And man, it's here right now. We got to vote right now. Like, we got to register to vote. Registration is all the way up to October 11th, which is not far away. We need to register now. That's what we hear. That's why we at Slutty Vegan right now. And across the city of Atlanta and across Georgia, wherever y'all can hear us, but we got to register to vote right now. And then early voting is October 17th. So go early and just show up. And also, man, our duties, I feel like for us, man, we got to make sure we go out and talk, because, you know, a lot of us are already engaged. We got to talk to those who are not, who feel like, man, this political thing is not working. It's never served us, because I was one of those people. And it just took me seeing somebody who could really represent us and who cared, and me knowing that these laws that are affecting us are the people that we allow to be in office. They the reasons why certain district attorneys and different people get into office, because of our voting. So now a governor who actually has a right now, I was told that it's a $6 billion sitting there right now. That could be going to our communities. That could be going to the people that are dealing with economic suffering. That could be going to businesses and going to us having better housing and medical, Medicaid and better medical care. But what has the governor, who you all have now, done? He hasn't brought the shutdown hospitals, not brought that money to our communities. Man, when I seen that dude's advertisement, I was like, can this really happen? That was years ago. I was like, y'all sure that this dude, y'all really talking about? I saw that and was like, yo, Georgia talking about electing this guy as a leader? That's what we leading with. Like, you don't lead with the gun. You lead with love. Like, you know, nobody's talking about taking away people's right to bear arms, but that's what your thing is about the gun? Nah, man, it's a new day. It's a new time, and we need that. Stacey Abrams, man, is about spreading love, bringing Georgia together. She talks about one Georgia, but she's lived it. So I know I took up all the time. But
it's all good.
Yo, I can't help it, man. I feel it, man. I care about this, man.
Nah, we love it, man. We definitely love it. Yeah. She's still going, or?
Nah, she's going to break it.
Okay. Now tell her I'll call on the back end. I'll definitely clean that up. Listen, man, we so glad you're here.
Thank you, a lot
of people came by, knew you was going to be out here, definitely wanted to make sure they laid eyes on you, because we know this is important. So we definitely happy to see you here, and definitely look forward to celebrating you too, man.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm here to celebrate with y'all. Let's do it, y'all. Love.
B2M1. That's how we get it in, man. Shouts out to my man Comedies out here. Slutty Vegan, Edgewood location. We'll be here for a little while longer. Make sure that you pull up, come by, grab something to eat. Comet will be out here. See if you can get by, shake his hand or whatever. But it'll be great for you to make it out here and just hang out with us and celebrate with us, man. It is yours truly, J-Tech, broadcasting live from that Slutty Vegan right here on Edgewood. It's V103.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.